Warning, the following modcast does not necessarily reflect the views of AboveTopSecret.com, LLP, or the staff or membership of AboveTopSecret.com, except for one, and that's the Lone Moderator. Travel back with me now with the thrilling days of yesterday. Blah 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 blah. Okay, so there's your basic Lone Ranger motif there. So this is Magic. That's MAJIC, one of the members of the moderator staff at AboveTopSecret.com, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network. And the topic is Magic's moderator monologues. And I just want to reinforce the fact that I am strictly acting on my own here. I'm pretty sure most of my fellow mods would not necessarily want to be associated with a podcast with such low production values. How low, you may ask? Oh, it's so low. I'm sitting here. It's Nevada. It's hot. And I got the swamp cooler pumping into my room. So you can hear it in the background. Can you hear that? Yeah, that swamp cooler over there. So so we're talking real low budget. Didn't spend a lot of money on this podcast, but I hope you want mine because it's from the heart. And today I want to talk about, I actually got some bullet points written down, so so hopefully I won't ramble too much. I have been accused of prattling senselessly, so I'll do my best to try and at least include a modicum, a token quantity of content in this podcast for those who expect more than just my random word generator kind of stuff. So so here we go. And the overarching theme of my story arc for this podcast, or I should say modcast, is fairness. And I want to talk about fairness because this comes up a lot, you know, in moderating. Is you give someone a warning for this, or and by the way, warnings, we got these buttons that we can hit, you know, that'll do things like give you a quote warn, give you a one-liner warn, stuff like that. And they're useful. In fact, they come in handy when you just want to, you know, when someone's not quite getting it, and you just, you know, you ding them for a few points, and you know, it's like 20 points for some of these, you know, for the full blown warning, I think it's like 250 points. You know, so it generally doesn't kill anyone. You know, it's a fairly safe tool. But you know, even then, whenever possible, I really just prefer to, you know, if there's issues going on in the thread, I'll make a post in the thread. You know, I have kind of mixed feelings about that because I don't like, you know, even moderator messages, in my opinion, moderator messages in a thread that talk about the thread are off topic. You know, I mean, granted, you know, if people are already off topic, it's not exactly, you know, destroying the thread. But I use in thread messages when more than one person needs to know. Like you got three or four people, they're in a flame war, they're all calling each other's names, and you know, I don't want to go through and hit the warn button on all these people. That, you know, for one thing, it generally does not improve things. You know, but the other thing is all I want them to do is just realize, hey guys, you know, moderator here, you know, please try and keep it under control, you know, terms and conditions, don't be calling each other names. And you know, and usually that helps. Sometimes it's really, you know, and sometimes multiple warnings, and sometimes I got to start smacking the button. But generally speaking, that's the way I prefer to do that. And you know, and then if it's an individual in a thread that seems to be having some problems, I might just send a UTU. You know, just a personal message. I'm not trying to you know, disgrace anyone in the thread or anything like that. Now, sometimes there are exceptions to that. If someone's really being obnoxious in a thread and insulting multiple other members, and the other members have not gotten into the flame war yet, then I'll post publicly. And that way, yeah, okay, there's a little bit of a chew there, a little bit of an upbraid, you know, for the member that's you know, violating the TNC. And the other members can see, okay, a moderator's here, so we don't have to come back and, you know, defend our honor by flaming this person, which is one of the things, you know. I mean, I know how tempting it is when someone calls you an idiot or a moron or a mind-numbed robot or whatever to just want to come back and just and zing them. You know, I know the feeling. Believe me, I have been there, done that, and you know, I used to, I could flame with the best of them, baby. I know, you know, as I like to say, I'm a flame lord, flaming the lame, you know, is the name of my game. But no, that's not the way we do things on ATS. Flaming is not a, you know, if you're a habitual flamer, you are not going to go very far on ATS. Sooner or later, you will run afoul of the moderator staff, including yours truly. And actually, that's one of my personal things is I'm really down on rudeness, because what that does, it's not just an offense to the person you're being rude to. It's an offense to everybody that reads it. And by the way, I've said this in other of my monologues. You will hear recurring themes. You will hear the same thing over and over. Well, that's because I find myself saying the same things over and over. You know, it's not just new members either. We got, you know, members that have been around a while that still, you know, everyone has a bad hair day. And we try and take that into account. That's one of the things I'm going to talk about also, is how we deal with members and the things we take into account when we deal with members. And by the way, again, this is my approach. I know other mods use similar approaches, but each moderator is different. And so, you know, a thing to bear in mind when you're dealing with moderators is that we're all members too, and we're individuals, and we each have a different approach to the job. And that's actually a really good thing. You know, some members complain, well, you know, this moderator wouldn't do that, or you warned this guy, but you didn't warn that guy, or you warned me, but this is the common one, right? Oh, well, why did I get a warning and not member blank, you know? It's like, well, hey, because I hit the warn button on you, that's why. You know, sometimes there's a legitimate, you know, complaint there, but most of the time it's kind of like arguing, you know, when you get, and I've used this analogy so many times, you know, you get a traffic ticket. So, well, you didn't get the guy in front of me. It's like, no, didn't catch him. Well, maybe next time, you know, if he keeps speeding, we'll get him sooner or later. But this isn't about him, this is about you, you know, and you have to go through it like that. But, you know, that whole thing, you know, of, oh, you gave me a warning, oh, I've been so wronged, or, you know, you gave me a warning, you didn't give this person a warning, you're unfair. Unfair, you know. Mom, he's doing it again, it's unfair. He gave me a warning, but he didn't give my sister a warning, you know. It's like, no, maybe that works at the breakfast table, but it really doesn't work with the moderator staff on AboveTopSecret.com. You know, if we call attention, you know, if we are drawn, you know, I don't go around, as a general rule, looking to give out warns, you know. I go through, I read threads just like anybody else, you know, and I read threads that interest me most, you know. So, you know, some threads get kind of neglected by the staff, and so if you see problems in there, be sure to, you know, submit a complaint, because sometimes we might miss a problem for several days, and, you know, no offense to anyone that starts a boring thread, but seriously, folks, some of those threads are just boring, you know, or they got a boring title, you know, and just saying. I'm not saying that as a moderator, I'm saying that as a fellow member, you know. Use good titles. Use titles that actually match the subject matter. Please don't use titles that are not appropriate for the subject matter, you know, like and for the love of Pete, please do not use titles like question, or even worse, two questions. I mean, come on. Yeah, there's a lot of threads on ATS. If I'm reading through the thread list and it's like question, do I, you know, no. So, sorry, another little personal peeve. So, so anyway, the approach I try to take in all this is, what, you know, kind of take off on community-based policing. I like the idea of community-based moderating. And because community-based moderating is based, you know, not on some kind of mindless, you know, bureaucratic approach, you know, it's a creative approach, you know. So I try to be, you know, I try to get a feel for the situation and respond in a way that I think is reasonable. You know, if people are, you know, getting bent out of shape about one thing or another, if I, you know, feel I need to put in a moderator post in a thread or something like that, I'll try to make it where at least, you know, it kind of fits the environment, you know, and maybe joke around a little bit. You know, people get so wrapped up sometimes. They get all serious. It's like, you're a disinfo agent. No, I'm not. You're a disinfo agent. No, I'm not. You are. No, I'm not. You are. You know, and they get really puffed up, and been there, done that myself. I know how that goes. So sometimes I'll just, you know, I'll try and make the point, but also maybe kind of like, you know, break the tension in the thread a little bit, and maybe a little joke, you know, and some people take that better than others. Hey, I'm trying, you know, I'm just trying. It's better than just going around hitting people with warns, in my opinion, you know, but sometimes I got to do it. And, you know, and when I know it's not a mistake and I know a member knows better, then I might go ahead and use the warn button, because come on, you know, if they already know, you know, maybe they need a little more inspiration. And that's one of the things, you know, when it's community-based moderating, the response that I have is going to be different based on the situations. It will also be different based on individual members. You know, you get to know people. When you've been a member for a while, you get to know people, you get to know them. And for newer members, this is something that a lot of people don't understand, especially older members. They might see new members come on that are just freaking out, just going nuts, going berserk, you know, and they're Tourette syndrome in the thread, and they're just cussing to everybody or whatever. And we're not banning them. We're not even warning them. They're wondering, well, what the hell is going on here? Why isn't the staff doing something about this crazy member? But, you know, sometimes people come on, and AboveTopSecret.com is a lot like other forums in many respects, but in other respects, it's completely different. And a lot of people, when they first start posting on ATS, they're just not familiar with the culture. And it takes a while. And, you know, we have the terms and conditions, and, yeah, we all agree to them. But, you know, again, I mean, come on, how many people actually read them? I'm telling you, by the way, just you know, my advice as a member and a moderator is, if you haven't read them, just read through them at least once. And that way you at least know, you know, and okay, you read through them. You know, besides, we all said, you know, that we're going to obey them. So, all right, you know, you should probably know what it was you agreed to, you know, to obey, you know. And as it turns out, the terms and conditions are quite reasonable. They were developed by the administrators, you know, and with the, you know, with the benefit of experience in running this board. I mean, you know, they've been running this board for like 9 years, you know, so, so they learned a few things. They learned a few things in 9 years of running this board. So, you know, it's good for members to know that. New members who are coming in often do not understand, you know, things like not insulting other members, or they don't understand, you know, that you shouldn't, you know, there can be issues with some elements. So what we try and do, rather than just, okay, you're a new member and you're not following the TNC, we're just going to smack you with a few warns. No, that's generally not the best approach. You know, what I really prefer is, let's help new members, you know, to get a feel for the culture. Let's try and bring them in. You know, let's bring them on board, get them to understand what this is all about. That on ATS we do have different opinions, but you know, we respect each other's opinions and we're polite. And in that kind of environment, everybody gets their say. And some new members just don't get it. And but it's amazing, you know, if you deal with those kinds of situations, you know, if you're polite about it, you know, and that's the thing. As a moderator, if I'm telling people that they need to be polite in the threads and not insult one another, it would be extremely inappropriate for me to be going around insulting members. I mean, that's abusive. That's like the worst thing to be. So as a moderator, it's important for me to be polite and try and set a decent example for my fellow members. So, you know, with new members, that's what we try and do. With older members that we know better, you know, sometimes, you know, and you get a feel for it over time. I mean, when you've been seeing somebody post for months or even years, you get a feel for what they're like and what they do. And, you know, everybody's got their hot button issues and everybody has their good days and everybody has their bad days. And, you know, and there's people that's like me. I'm not the only bipolar person on the board, you know. And just like I have my Mr. Snippy persona, where sometimes I just get a little too snippy, you know, we also have other members that have the same kind of issues. And, you know, just things happen in real life. We try and take that into account. And whenever possible, I mean, we really, you know, sometimes, you know, and it's heartbreaking sometimes when we get some members that have been on for a while and they just start going nuts. I mean, they've been okay for months and months and months. And then all of a sudden they just start freaking out and they just go completely ape and they just start ragging on everybody and just cussing up a storm, pointing fingers, disrupting threads. And by the way, disrupting threads, you know, opinions are fine. You know, what I refer to as disrupting threads is when you start insulting members, start, you know, ranting about things that aren't really on topic, you know, and just, you know, go off on some weird tangent and try and in many cases you can kind of see attempts to try and drive threads off topic. And when I see that, that's what I call disrupting a thread. Having a different opinion is not disrupting a thread. You know, calling people idiots and going on about the Bilderbergers when you're talking about, say, I don't know, space exploration is what I would consider disruptive. But, and again, a judgment call. So with new members, we tend to realize that they may not know better. And as a moderator, I try not to punish people for honest mistakes. You know, we all make mistakes, and it's so important, I think, to bear that in mind. And try not to, you know, get people to be bitter or upset, you know, because, oh, we're so heavy-handed or whatever. On the other hand, we do have some members that, you know, just want to test the limits, you know, especially, I'm not, you know, I hate using age, you know, but there is a syndrome that so many kids, including me when I was a kid, some say I still am, you know, where you just test your boundaries. You just want to see what you can get away with, how far you can go before the hammer comes down. And, you know, we see that a lot as moderators. you know, with that, again, you know, if there's a way to convince that member that there's, you know, that there's more to ATS, that there's more value to ATS than just a playground to go dissing on people. You know, and some members say, oh, okay, fine, I'll get banned. I'll just come back with another account. And sometimes we see that. We have to go through, we have to ban a counter, you know, and sooner or later they get tired or we IP ban them or whatever, you know. But I'm kind of droning on. Sorry about that. So anyway, the point here is that what might seem unfair, you know, from the standpoint of a member who's, like, watching what I'm doing in a thread, it's like, well, hey, you're nicer to that member than you are to that member. I'm just trying to tailor my response based upon my assessment of the situation. I'm not trying to be unfair. In fact, actually, I feel that it would be unfair if I were to just not consider circumstances and just walk around and nail anybody that makes any kind of technical violation on the TNC. That's kind of the other end of the spectrum there, is, you know, the hall monitor kind of syndrome where you're going around, aha, what's this? A Twisted Sister pin on your uniform, you know, and just start getting freaked out. Hey, that was only one line, you know, and yeah, you know, and that's what, yeah, one-liners. Boy, that's the most common thing to get accused of. Well, so-and-so had a one-liner two posts above mine. Why didn't that person get a warrant? Well, first of all, you can't see them if they got one or not. And second of all, that one-liner might have actually been a pretty good post, you know. And for anyone who wonders, you know, I got that whole thing, that long diatribe of mine about one-liners. There's a story there, too. But anyway, so you know, my advice to anyone out there who thinks that the staff is being unfair, please take into account the fact that we do tend to use our own personal judgment in each situation. The response that we give to one member's misconduct might be different from the response we give to another member's misconduct. And yes, we do take into account how long a member has been on the board, and we do react differently based upon whether the member is newer or has been around for a while. And by the way, either way, we're trying to cut them slack in the right way. You know, with new members, we want them to understand what's going on. With older members, we want to recognize that they're human and everyone has bad days. You know, and between those two, I think we do a pretty good job. You know, granted, there's always room for improvement, but we do try. And this, you know, this whole community-based moderating thing is, you know, my point of view on this is that as a member of AboveTopSecret.com and as a moderator, I want to help other members, you know, to have a good time on the board. And, you know, part of that is you know, if you got a question, let me know. You know, sending U2Us to people when I see something that seems out of place. And by the way, you know, I know how it feels. You get a moderator U2U, right, you know. And sometimes, you know, I try and make sure that I'm as cordial as I can be. But sometimes I just have to be kind of like to the point, which is so rare for me. But, you know, keep it brief, to the point, explain why I'm sending the U2U. And, you know, if you get that kind of a U2U from me, please don't take it the wrong way. I mean, I really, you know, we have members that do some pretty wild stuff, you know, and even those members, I don't, you know, some members, okay, maybe you can kind of yank my chain if it's pretty obvious that what you're out to do is, you know, drive threads off topic, insult members. Insulting members, if you want to get under my skin, do that. You know, go around insulting members. That's the quickest way to get a warrant from me, because that just takes the whole board into the trash when people do that. So there's a little secret how to get under my skin. Well, go around insulting people. You'll probably get warrants from me for that. But, you know, the flip side is you do that enough, you're going to get banned. So I don't recommend it if you want to keep posting on ATS. Yeah, but the whole attitude I take to moderating is I want to help. You know, I'm not out to punish people. I'm out to help people. You know, help people, you know, honor the terms and conditions, help them, you know, conduct themselves in a way that's respectful towards other members and conducive towards a stimulating discussion environment on AboveTopSecret.com, so that we do, you know, so that everyone feels comfortable posting. And again, you know, it's not about what your opinions are. It's a question of, are you in compliance with the terms and conditions or not? And the terms and conditions are not hard to follow. You know, it's really not that hard, you know. And again, honest mistakes, we don't try to persecute people for honest mistakes. So anyway, that's my notion of being a helpful member rather than being some, you know, petty dictator, you know, brutal oppressor. No, that's just not the attitude. And, you know, if you do see this kind of behavior, you know, on my part or any staff member's part, if you just see something that just seems wrong, it's okay to file a complaint. The thing about complaints is all the staff members see them, and yeah, that may include the staff member you're complaining about. In fact, it usually will. However, we all the rest of us get to see it too, you know. And one of the things, like if I'm in a thread and I'm having a heated discussion with another member, you know, and then I see that member violate the terms and conditions, it is it is discouraged for us to take any kind of moderator action like issue warrants or anything like that. What we do instead is if we see something like that, I'll call other mods and say, look, you know, please check this thread out and see if this is okay. You know, and the idea there is that we do not, under any circumstances, and I know, you know, there's always a perception of bias. There's always this kind of thing that, you know, people always suspect, which is fine, you know. But, you know, on my end, you know, as staff members, what we try to do is do everything we can to avoid even an appearance that we are taking moderator action against members based upon a difference of opinions about the topics. Because you know what? You could be totally 180 degrees apart from me on an issue, you know, and we could disagree passionately. But if I were to give you a warning for that, that's something that I should be demodded for. I should not be a moderator if I'm going to go around and punish people for disagreeing with me on the topics. No, the only thing that should be used for is when it's very clearly a violation, and even then, like for warrants and stuff, I've mentioned it before, and a lot of members seem to not know or realize that how much the staff consults with one another when we do these kinds of things. You know, this whole business, sometimes people try and get us, play us off against each other, and it does not work because we know, you know, we talk to each other all the time. So it's like, good luck trying to divide and conquer the ATS staff. It's not simple. It's not an easy thing to do. Anyway, it's over 20 minutes now, and I've droned on for this long enough. I just want to kind of do another one of these. And just, you know, I like doing these because it puts a voice behind the whole moderator thing. And you know, when for example, I'm telling people, you know, do not insult fellow members, I don't say please, you know, because you shouldn't be, you know, but it can look kind of stern. And I just want, you know, anyone that sees that in a thread, no, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to make sure that people get the point that I'm not kidding. You know, I'm a kidder. People know I kid around. But, you know, there comes a point as a moderator where you just got to say, look, this is the deal, you know, and if you're going to keep, you know, ignoring my advice, warnings will happen. You ignore the warnings, you're going to start getting, you know, reviewed for a ban. And actually, I probably shouldn't cover that now, but, you know, a lot of members wonder, well, how can you get banned? And I might actually do a moderator monologue on how not to get banned. And by the way, it's actually kind of hard to get banned. You really got to work at it. So if anyone's worried about it, like, oh, you're going to go banned on accident. No, I've been watching. It's pretty hard. We don't just do it by mistake. Anyway, I'll go into that later. So this has been a particularly ramblesome but hopefully informative edition of Magic's Moderator Monologues. And so until next time, play nice, be good out there in the forums, contribute your opinion, hopefully without any inhibitions against being candid and honest. And if you ever have any problems, remember that your staff is here to help, and we really do try. And we aren't perfect, but hey, we'll do our best, and you can help us out by doing your best as well. So until next time, be well, friends.